everybody, and welcome back to Chester's Book Club, starring Chester and Mummy.
No. Mummy and Lightning McQueen, snuggly.
Oh, hello, Lightning McQueen. Have you been in any races lately?
Yes.
Yeah? Have you won a piston cup? Yeah? Oh, well done. Did you bring your piston cup with you to show me? You did? Where is it? Oh, it's an invisible piston cup. Wow, it's amazing. Oh, I meant to pretend I can see it. Oh, excellent. Thank you for bringing that. All right, what book are we reading today, Lightning McQueen? Can you read that?
Meet Me in My Dreams.
Excellent. Meet Me in My Dreams. And this book is a little bit special because it was actually written by some of our listeners. Kelly and her daughter Bailey wrote this book. And Chester.
No, they didn't write it.
Yeah, they wrote it.
What?
They wrote the book. This is their book.
I know. I told them what to write.
Who told them what to write?
They told them what to write on the book.
No, they wrote this book themselves. So let's read it and find
they
out what's.
Everything.
Oh, the drawing. Sorry, he was asking about the drawings because he thinks they're amazing and was like, how did they draw such amazing pictures? So I was explaining that an illustrator is someone who does the pictures to go along with an author who writes the story.
So did they write?
They wrote the book and then.
Or did they tell a person what to write for the book?
No, they wrote the book and then they might have said what sorts of pictures they wanted and then the illustrator does the pictures for them and if they like it, they're like, yep, we're happy. All right, so Meet Me in My Dreams. The day is done, we're winding down, tummy's full, teeth brushed, our book has been read and we're snuggled up tight. The days with you are never enough, I want the nights too. What if you could meet me in my dreams? Let's pick some place, anywhere you like, and I'll meet you there. We'll have an adventure in our dreams. Let's meet at the unicorn farm on the tallest mountain, the one with the rainbow across the top. We'll bring the baby unicorns down the rainbow from the nursery to meet their parents for the very first time. Or let's meet at the rocket station and blast off to the moon. Once we're there, we'll play a game of moon tag together. Or how about we meet at the tall monkey tree in the jungle? I heard there's a big birthday party happening tonight with cake, pizza, popsicles and banana ice cream. Or let's meet at the harbour and take a submarine to the Love Fish Sanctuary where the fish swim in pairs and are all different shades of red. Or how about we meet at the cupcake factory? We'll spend all evening making cupcakes of all different flavours and colours of the rainbow. Of course we'll need to taste test each one. That would be a fun job, wouldn't it, Chester? Let's meet in Hawaii at the surf shop on the shore. We'll make our own surfboards and compete in the rainbow surfing competition in the sky. Or let's meet at the enchanted zoo where all the animals can talk. We'll help the zookeepers watch the baby animals since it's date night for all their parents. Or let's meet at the T-Rex village where school is in session. We'll take a seat and join them for class. Don't be late. You know how the teachers get angry if you arrive after the bell. Or how about we meet in the sky at the fairy workshop? Once we're there, we'll help them build the fairy theme park they're working to complete. Or how about atop Mount Everest at the Yeti Hotel? We'll help check in new customers in our parkas and snowshoes. Or let's meet at the butterfly sanctuary where you'll sing to them all night long as they flutter all around us and fly from flower to flower. As the sun starts to rise, we return to our beds. As we wake, the memories of our night bring smiles to our faces. In the morning over breakfast, Daddy will ask what we dreamed about. You and I will simply look at each other and share a wink, remembering the adventures that we shared and excited for the new ones we will make when we close our eyes tonight. Now it's your turn. Where will you meet in your dreams tonight? Did you like that, Chester? The end. Yeah, it's a pretty cool book. I think it's actually based on Bailey's dreams. I think these are things that she did dream about. So thank you so much for writing this book, guys. We really enjoyed reading it. If you have a book you would like us to read, or if you've written your own book, you can email us at chestersbookclub@gmail.com. We love getting your emails, and we'll hopefully read your book on the podcast one day. Right, thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.